It's election time in Kolkata this week. That means the city is abuzz with noise and color. There are mega roadshows with political bigwigs like the Prime Minister himself, and there are little street corner rallies and street theater. This election is about electing the next state government, but there's more at stake. The ruling party in Kolkata, the populist Trinamool Congress, came to power in 2011, ousting the communists after over three decades of rule. Now there's incumbent fatigue and corruption scandals as the party and its leader Mamata Banerjee seek a fourth term. And the ruling BJP party in Delhi is smelling an opportunity to oust it and rule the state of West Bengal for the first time ever. A voter roll revision has knocked off over 8 million voters from the electorate. Trinamool alleges the central government is using the Electoral Commission to prune the list to its advantage. The BJP insists Trinamool wants a bloated list with bogus voters for its own ends. Both sides claim that the future of democracy is at stake here. So there are speeches, memes, social media campaigns, and catchy campaign songs saying the game is on. But the big issue in this election is fish. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Local BJP candidates were seen going around not just with the usual manifestos and voter slips, but actual fish. Katla, a big carp-type fish common in these parts. What the fish? Well, fish curry and rice is standard diet in Bengal, a state crisscrossed by rivers. In fact, it's sacrosanct. In her later years, when she could no longer go to the fish market, my mother would have the fishmonger come to our house, carrying fish on his bicycle, and then they would engage in some feisty bargaining over the fish. Cutthroat prices, my mother would complain. Rock bottom for this quality, he would protest, and then they would arrive at some happy compromise. All this to say, fish is like religion in these parts. In neighboring Bangladesh, when the ruler Sheikh Hasina was toppled from power, the people who looted her house were seen leaving with raw fish from her refrigerator. And the BJP, whose top leaders are vegetarian, has a reputation for being anti-fish, meat, even eggs. Some of its supporters have forced butcher shops to close down during religious festivals in other states. In West Bengal, where a survey showed 65% of the residents eat fish every week, the Trinamool government is putting the fear of fish in the electorate, saying if the BJP comes to power, there goes the fish and the mutton. BJP candidate Swapan Dasgupta poo-pooed those claims, saying he eats fish and meat. The fish issue, he says, is just a distraction. He doesn't need to campaign holding fish because everyone knows he likes his fish and meat.
There is not one dietary zone. There are many dietary zones in India. And they happily coexist without any problem whatsoever.
But Mamata Banerjee, the state's chief minister, dared the prime minister, who is vegetarian, to come and eat some fish curry and rice. She said she would be happy to cook him some herself.
খাবেন নাকি একটু মাছের ঝোল মাছের ঝাল টক মাছ ভাজা চিকেন কারি
The prime minister stuck to the local vegetarian puffed rice snack, but another BJP leader came to town and to prove there was nothing fishy about his party, ate fish and rice on camera.
Yeah, maas bhi hai, machli bhi hai, bhat bhi.
Locals sniggered at how he used both hands to debone the fish. Fish novice, they scoffed. It sounds funny, but in the end, there are deeper issues at play here, like the freedom of choice to eat what you want. And every election campaign tries to set up someone as the other. This time in Bengal, both parties are using fish to prove their local credentials. And if it wins, the BJP says it will invite journalists to a victory party where they will serve what else but fried fish. And it won't be a red herring. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.